I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. My guest this week is the Indianapolis drummer, band leader, and beatmaker Carrington Clinton, also known as Clint Breeze. He has a new album out titled We Good, and we're listening to tracks off that record this week. We just heard Vibes, and yesterday, Vibes featuring Rob Dixon. And Carrington, you mentioned that Rob came to your house to kind of lay down his tracks for that piece. How have you put this album together here in the COVID shutdown? Have you been doing a lot of work at home?
Most of the work, I would say 80% has been at home. I mean, well, all the mixing, mastering, studio work has been done at home. And I would say some of the collaboration efforts were done, you know, digitally, because I have some people who physically couldn't be in the same space. We have, for example, Lizalette Ospoom, who's Swedish, a UK-based artist, jazz singer. She's an amazing singer. I found her by way of Jacob Collier, who is like this generation's genius, as a lot of people, you know, consider musical genius. She collaborated with him, and we became friends on Instagram, and then I sent her some music, and she was ready to go right away. Sarah Jordan is another distant collaborator who's based in New York. I met her at a show at Pioneer when Pioneer was still open, Pioneer in Fountain Square. Corbin Jones, he's a bass player. His resume is extensive. He went on tour on Beyonce's homecoming tour playing tuba and sousaphone, but he's also a bass player. I met him by way of Sammy Miller Congregation at the Jazz Kitchen. He's their bass player. Devin Dabney, he's an Indianapolis-based artist, but now is located in Portland. So right off the top, between Devin, Corbin, Sarah, and Lizalette, those are four collaborators that I had to collaborate digitally. And a couple other local artists as well. But for the most part, while practicing, you know, safe habits, like mask and stuff or whatnot, I had people come over, or I would just send them stuff digitally. And it worked out really well, because like sometimes these things will take a little longer because people are busy and whatnot. But can't stress enough on how the pandemic was kind of a blessing in getting this album done. It was, in my opinion, I feel like just very timely.
And Carrington, you mentioned a couple of the artists that we're going to hear next. The next two tracks I have queued up are Do You, featuring the vocalist Sarah Jordan, and Momentum, featuring the vocalist Lizalette Ospoom that you mentioned. Both excellent tracks, and let's go ahead and listen to those now. This is Do You and Momentum off the new Clint Breeze album, We Good.
Thank you. inside a new state of the heart. Keep on keeping the path of what we're sowing.
Got something to grow,
something new we don't know.
Momentum's building slow.
I'm letting go,
rising up inside
my heart.
Momentum is the start.
I'm an Indiana boy, who's your boy? I think it's always the Hoosier that actually helps me win. It's because I came from Indiana, because I came from a Midwest town that keeps me grounded and keeps me focused. I think it's always the Hoosier that actually helps me. I think it's always the Hoosier that actually helps me. I think it's always the Hoosier that actually helps me. I think it's always the Hoosier that actually helps me.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. My guest this week is the Indianapolis drummer, bandleader, and beatmaker Carrington Clinton, also known as Clint Breeze. He has a new album out titled We Good. We've been listening to tracks off that record this week, and if you're a fan of hip-hop music or more underground soul sounds, this is an essential record. It's absolutely incredible record, in my opinion. So congratulations again on this record. And Carrington, I want to take a quick break from the record. And you mentioned that your band, Clint Breeze and the Groove, has an album scheduled to come out later this year titled End Time Overture. You did release a single this summer, though, with Clint Breeze and the Groove titled Circles. And I want to give that track a spin before we get back into We Good. And yeah, just tell us about the status of your band. Obviously, you know, you've not been able to play too many shows because of the shutdown. I know you played some outdoor gigs. What's going on with Clint Breeze and the Groove?
Well, yeah. So we are kind of working on finishing up End Time Overture. It's just about done. We don't have a release date yet, but it will be, trust me, before the end of the year. And look for around the election time. So look for the album around then. As far as live performances, I mean, with the pandemic, those have been few and far between, but we have been happy to play a few times here and there, a few park gigs. We've also played a show that I put on at my house, and we're going to look to do something like that before the end of the year as well. But with the main focus with the band is finishing the record, staying tight, you know, maintaining, you know, some sense of practicing and keeping, you know, fresh with all of our tunes. Because we understand that with this scenario in current society, we can't be as active as we probably would want to be. But we know that when this is kind of like when we see the light of this, or when we kind of see the end of this pandemic, we can kind of hit the ground running with a lot of things. We'll have a new album to play off of. A lot of those songs we have been playing live, but we've been getting better at. And so our whole thing is just trying to maintain relevancy and just kind of maintain like musicality within ourselves, because we believe we have a really good album that we're sitting on that could definitely be heard globally.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear the new Clint Breeze and the Groove record. Until then, let's listen to your latest single, Circles, which was released earlier this summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Clint Breeze and the Groove with Circles.
You thinking you tough is just from the callus on your mind, cause you thinking too much and nothing's impacting on your grind. And we can discuss combustion to bust and get you flying, but your ego's too up, stuffed in the feet in your turbine. Slide, see that's the reason you decline. Why I use my feet and I use sweeten in the fine line. Though the limits will be given, you must shine. Meet your minutes and you get your little prime. Time to watch them age. Hot as a Snickers, chocolatey center, but that's fake. Ish, try like a nigga, try to remember to have breakfast. Try to deliver from the matrix to have greatness. When you are no greater than a fake chick with frost sighting, you lost dieting. J. Cole must know you because you off lights. Please build yourself. And if you overfill yourself, hope that that tight rope catch you by a throat and you kill yourself. It's been a long day. Circles all year like
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. My guest this week has been the Indianapolis drummer, bandleader, and beatmaker, Carrington Clinton, better known as Clint Breeze. He has a new album out titled We Good, and we've been listening to tracks off that record this week. It officially comes out September 11th on all online music platforms, right? Spotify, iTunes,
yes.
Anywhere people
never
listen
forget.
To music.
That's correct.
Yeah. And Carrington, I have a couple final tracks picked out that we're going to listen to and end the show with. But before that, is there any final thoughts you want to share with people?
Well, my last final thoughts is really, I really appreciate what's happening in this city from all local artists. And I just want to shout out some friends. I want to shout out, first of all, the people, some of the people who were involved in this record, really in a big grand scheme of things. Everyone, anyone featured or involved in this record, shout out to you. Some notables that come right off to mind: my brother Camo, Serious Black, Purnell from Pike, Rhetoric, Distinct, Rob Dixon, Kim Kinney, everyone involved in Nick Tucker, Jared Thompson, everyone involved in this project, Sarah Lizalette. But I also want to shout out to some other people that really on the local tip, or at least Indianapolis based. To really inspire me to release music. To name a few, Diop. Diop's latest project is amazing. Okay, and Diop, what's cool about Diop is that over the last few years, he has kind of evolved himself as a producer as well, in addition to a rapper. And so listening to his projects, it's kind of cool to hear like that he's kind of doing everything that you hear, right? And then Harry Otaku, Man Dog, Flacco. Flacco's always got new, good, cutting-edge material. Draco, also involved in my project. there's so many to name, man. Raj Mahal, this guy has like 12 or 13 projects this year alone. And I'm always motivated with local artists who don't get so caught up into, oh, this last project didn't get any buzz or this and that and the third, so I'm just going to wait or take my time on my next project. I really appreciate the artists that do not stop the momentum regardless of what people think. And I feel like that constant releasing and flow of music while you're maintaining your sincerity as an artist is really admirable. So there's a lot of artists. I mean, we could sit here forever and, you know, John Stamps or Allison Victoria. I mean, there's some Wife Patrol. They just released a new album. There's so many cool local artists that I really admire on their integrity. And I know we've talked about this in previous interviews. That's the thing that gets me the most with Indianapolis is integrity from artists. It's not, I mean, obviously the music itself speaks for itself, but the integrity, I think, should speak most about Indianapolis because everyone has that feeling of like, hey, we make good music here too, you know?
And Carrington, we're going to end this week's show with the final closing tracks on We Good, New Life and Salutations. And New Life was one of my favorite cuts on the record. I don't want to give away any of your trade secrets, but this piece includes a really nice flip of Nina Simone's version of Wild is the Wind, blended with poet Nikki Giovanni reading from her piece Adulthood. And it's a really striking mix of sounds and a really powerful piece. Tell me about putting this piece together. Yeah, New Life.
Well, that's cool that you one knew exactly the pieces were, you know, that's dope. So as I said earlier, this album has kind of been put together over years. If I'm not mistaken, the Nina Simone one, I made that beat like first in this whole album, but I had no direction on what this album was going to be. But that beat I made like 4 or 5 years ago. But then I found over time it had different, you know, edits. And I met Corbin last year at the Jazz Kitchen, and we ended up going to the Mousetrap and we sat in together and played, and good dude, good vibe. And then from there, I decided I wanted to collaborate with him. So I had that song that I was thinking about and the Nina track, and I put some drums onto it with my friend Max Allen. And I was like, man, I need some bass or something, some low end, something else. And Corbin is who I first thought of because, like, not only because his playing ability, but because of his, like, makeup and, you know, his mentality, I feel like he would have been able to really do the track justice. And then as I was kind of finalizing the record over the last few weeks, I think the New Life needed just an extra kick. And so I was doing some researching, and Nikki Giovanni is one of my favorite poets. And when I came across the Adulthood poem, what got me with that was when she said, when I was a little girl in Indianapolis, and I was like, that's all I need. That's all I need. And I listened to the whole poem and I was like, this is perfect. And so I kind of chopped that up, added that to the song, and it became the song that you hear now. And I was really excited how that one came about. And Salutations, I took a clip from an older movie. I can't even remember off the top of my head, but I really appreciate
Five on the Black Hand Side.
Oh man, you're quick with this. I forgot the woman who played that role, who's given a little passage. And so I came across that and I was like, this is perfect as well. Like, this is so uplifting. This is so spiritual in a sense. It's positive and it fits the tone of the album. And it's a good way to book in the album, because Manon starts it off with Hold On, you know, don't fret, don't worry, basically. And then you end the album with the Five on the Black Hand Side of her being like, may you be well, you know, may your tribe grow. And I'm paraphrasing, but I thought that was a really good message to kind of book in the album. And And it's really just a very condensed 34 minutes, 34, yeah, 34 minutes of messages and music. And so I'm just proud of how it ended, the album ended.
Yeah, my guest this week has been Carrington Clinton, better known as Clint Breeze. His new record is We Good, and I can't recommend this album highly enough. If our listeners are fans of music from, you know, Tribe Called Quest, Madlib, J Dilla, Erykah Badu, anything like that, they're going to love this record. I highly recommend them to check this out. And Carrington, I thank you for joining me to kind of take us through the creation of this album. And, you know, with each project you release, you just grow in these incredible ways, and it's just really amazing to see the growth of your music. And I think Indianapolis is lucky to have someone like you here with this unique creative vision that brings so many people from so many different forms of music together in this really seamless and beautiful way. So always a pleasure to talk with you and hear your latest project. So I thank you for joining us today.
Man, Kyle, I thank you. Indianapolis couldn't thank you enough, man. You do a lot of great work for the city. You do a tremendous research. As people know, listening to this, like, you knew some samples and stuff before I could get to the punch. And that's tremendous research. And that just goes to show, like, you know, you're serious about your craft. And so Indianapolis is happy. I know I am. And I know my peers are. And a lot of people that, you know, are in my circle speak highly of you. So we appreciate you. And I want everyone listening to know that we appreciate you here in Indianapolis.
Thanks, Carrington. Off his new record, We Good, this is Clint Breeze with New Life and Salutations.
Ooh, kiss me with your kiss, my life begins. Daddy, you explain to me. Oh, love me, love me, love me.
When I was a little girl in Indianapolis, sitting on doctor's porches with post-on pre-debs, wondering would my aunt drag me to church Sunday, I was meaningless, and I wondered if life would give me a chance to be. Sit on front porch steps, conversing with gym teacher's son with embryonic eyes about the essential essence of the universe, recognizing the basic powerlessness of me. Then I went to college, where I learned that just because everything I was unreal, I could be real. On black history and began to believe all good people could get together and win without bloodshed. Then Hammarskjöld was killed, and Lumumba was killed, and Diem was killed, and Kennedy was killed, and Malcolm was killed, and Evers was killed, and Swerner, Cheney, and Goodman were killed, and Luizio was killed, and Stokely fled the country, and Leroy was arrested, and Rapp was arrested, and Pollard, Thompson, and Cooper were killed, and King was killed, and Kennedy was killed. And sometimes I wonder why I didn't become a debutante, sitting on doctor's porches, going to church all the time, wondering, is my eye makeup on straight? Or withdrawn, discoursing on the stars and the moon, instead of a real black person who must now feel and inflict pain.
pain.
May your tribe increase. May your feet always point toward Mecca. And may happiness hound you like a tax collector. And whether you love wisely or foolishly, may you always love. Okay, let's start dancing before I do something stupid. I cry.
That's all the time we have for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks to my guest, Carrington Clinton. Let's end this week's show with a recently released track from Clint Breeze in the Groove. This is Sunday Morning. I'm Kyle Long, and you've been listening to Cultural Manifesto.